Today we're going to discuss the different options that you have this year when Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos. So the Gemara in Pesachim Daf Lamed Hei Amud Aleph states that May Peros Ein Machmitzim, fruit juices mixed with flour do not cause fermentation. So based on this, the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Taf Samach Bei Sif Aleph says this, and therefore, according to the Shulchan Aruch, Chametz is only created by the fermentation of flour from one of the five species of grain in the presence of water. But fermentation in the presence of all other liquids, such as fruit juice, wine, and eggs, cannot become chametz. Today's egg matzah is usually made with apple or grape juice. So the Shulchan Aruch says it's not chametz, but ein yotze b'idei chavaso, you can't fulfill your obligation for matzah's mitzvah, because it's called matzah ashira, because it's not lechem oni. Lechem oni is flour and water, but this is flour and fruit juice. So you can't use it to fill your mitzvah of matzah, but you can eat it during Pesach. But however, the Rama writes in Saif Dalid, Uvdinas Elo ein nogim la lojbe me peros. Ve ein leshano sim lobishas at chak le turchi cholo zokin tzarech laza. Custom is not to use egg matzah because if some water were added, Mr. Brewer explains in Sif Katan Tesvav that we're concerned. Number one is if some water were added to the fruit juice, the mixture could become chametz almost immediately. And also Rashi takes the view that maybe this is considered chametz nuksha, some form of chametz. So therefore, the position of the Rama is not to use egg matzah on Pesach. Now let's go to Shal Shudas. So what are the options in Shal Shudas? So the Shulchan Aruch says that in Siman Taf Mem Dal Sifal Yud Dal Shechol Yos B'Shabbos, it's Erev Pesach, so falls out on Shabbos. Then so the Shulchan Aruch says Botim Lel Shloshes, so you search for the chametz on Thursday night. Mavarin Akol Lifnei Shabbos, you destroy the chametz before Shabbos. Umeshayrin Mazon Shtei Sudos the Tzorach Shabbos, and you leave over food for two meals for Shabbos. The Suda Shlishi is Mana Achar Mincha, that the time for Shal Shudas is after Mincha, and meaning in the afternoon. At that time, you can't eat matzah. You can't eat matzah in Erev Pesach. You can't have chametz. But you can have matzah shira. You can have egg matzah. He says, as long as you have it before Shah Shiras, before the beginning of the 10th hour, 10th halachic hour. And that means if the day begins at 6 and ends at 6, so you can eat until 3 p.m. So, Shulchan Aruch, consistent with his view, you can have matzah shira on Pesach. You can have it in Erev Pesach to fulfill the mitzvah of Shal Shudas. The Rama says, Medinos Elu, in our communities, She'ein nogim la'achol matzah shira. We don't have the practice to eat matzah shira. Yikayim suda shlishis, but mine peros o basar v'dagim. So you can use fruits or meat or fish for Shal Shudas. The Mishnah Berurah says in Sif Katan Ches that you can also use yachol l'kayim betavshil kigon kneidlach. You can also use kneidlach. But again, he says it's only until the 10th hour. Because after the 10th hour, you can have mizonos, a certain amount of mizonos, because you can't, on Erev Shabbos Yom Tov, you're not supposed to have a meal starting from the beginning of the 10th hour, because you don't want to ruin your appetite for the Yom Tov or Shabbos meal. Mr. Brewer, that cites the Vilna Gaon, who has another option. He says that, well, he says, Ein Bachronim, Shekatsu the Tov Gamkin Shiyachol Suda Shachri Shal Pas Lishnayim. You can divide your morning meal into two meals of bread. The Yotz Yeshomim Yotzi Bezay Yidei Suda Gimel. That's that. That there are those who argue that you can fill the mitzvah of Shal Shudas, and he cites the Bear Grah, who says this is what you should do, but you have to make sure that there's time in between to make a hefsek to interrupt. As you have two bread meals before Chametz is Aser, and you. And you stop between the two meals so that it's not a bracha shein etzricha. The Shari Tshuva in Siv Katan Aleph says, he cites a Nori Behuda, who says that you could be lenient like the Shulchan Aruch and have egg matzah on Erev Pesach. After all, the practice of not having egg matzah is only on Pesach itself, but not Erev Pesach. So he thinks you can have egg matzah as a solution for Shal Shudas on Erev Pesach. The Magen Avram in Sif Katan Bey says that, he cites the Shlah, who says you can do Torah study, and Torah study counts for a Shal Shudas. And he also says you can use cooked matzah, but matzah mevushalas, based on, he didn't see people doing that. Rav Moshe Feinstein has another solution, or even for the morning meals on Shabbos. In Igros Moshe Chelek Aleph in Or HaChaim, Siman Kuf Nun Hey, so he says that if those, let's say, you don't want to have crumbs on Shabbos morning. You don't want to deal with crumbs of bread on Shabbos morning, because let's say you have leftover, you don't eat all the bread Shabbos morning, even before time chametz is forbidden. You don't want to deal with it. It can become a big mess. So he says, Efshar, he says, Yikaimu matzah, a mitzvah shtesus b'matzah shira. He thinks you can fill both meals, even not just the Shal Shudas meal, but even the first meal Shabbos morning. You can use egg matzah. Why? Shekim and shekaveh alayu sudas Shabbos. And since you're having a permanent meal based on this egg matzah, you can recite the Baruch of Hamotzi and Birkas Hamazon. And he thinks that is a good solution. Whereas Rav Moshe thinks that matzah is forbidden erev Pesach because the pleasure of matzah will be diminished, with the taste of matzah to be sampled earlier in the day. But since you can't use egg matzah on Pesach, then it's permitted on erev Pesach. And he thinks you can, and there's no problem of Hamotzi. You can recite Hamotzi because you're being Kovei Asuda. The argument against Rav Moshe is the Rambam rules that matzah with fruit juice can be eaten on Pesach. So maybe since it can be eaten on Pesach, so maybe then you can't use it on Erev. You can't use it on Erev Pesach. But Moshe says you can use egg matzah on Erev Pesach. So, and the final point I want to make is that before we do halacha l'maaseh, the Aruch HaShulchan has a different way of understanding the Ramah. The Ramah says that we don't have a practice of having egg matzah on a matzah shira on Erev Pesach. So he said you can have fish or fruit or meat. The Aruch HaShulchan says in Or HaChaim Siman Taf Mem Dal Sif Hei, he says that ein hakavanah de gam be'erev Pesach ein lechol matzah shira. When the Ramah says that our practice is not to have egg matzah on Erev Pesach, he's not saying because it's a halacha, or it's like our halachic practice is not to have egg matzah on Erev Pesach. He's saying that Ela kavanah shekevan she'ein minhagin lechol b'pesach matzah shira meila de'ein mechina etzlidim matzah shira lehachin rak al sudah shlishis ein derech b'nei adam latriach hamachal katan kazeh. He says that since we're not going to have egg matzah on Pesach, so we're not going to prepare, bake matzah shira just for Shal Shudas. We're not going to do that. So what are some other options? But what that would mean is that halakhically, you're allowed to have egg matzah in Erev Pesach. Why? Because you can't, because the prohibition of egg matzah, or the practice not to have egg matzah on, certainly again, from a matzah standpoint, you can totally have egg matzah because you can't fill the mitzvah of matzah on the Seder night with egg matzah. So you could, from a matzah perspective, you can have the egg matzah on Erev Pesach. From a chametz perspective, so Aruch HaShulchan says that no, it's only on Pesach itself that our practice is not to have egg matzah. But Erev Pesach, you can have it. So maybe from the 10th hour and on, you don't want to ruin your appetite, so you can't have egg matzah from then. So the Aruch HaShulchan believes that, again, the custom was not to make matzah shir on Erev Pesach because there was no matzah shir on Pesach, and you're not going to go through the trouble of making matzah shir for one meal, rather eat fruit or meat. But you could have egg matzah on Erev Pesach to fulfill the mitzvah of Shal Shudas, even after the time that it's forbidden to eat chametz in Erev Pesach. So in sum, what are the options for Shal Shudas? Number one is you can have challah. So again, it's preferable to eat three Shabbos meals with hamotzi food, like challah or egg matzah. If you choose to use challah for this purpose, the morning meal should be divided into two parts. You should make kiddush, hamotzi, eat one course, and recite Birkas Hamazon. After a distinct interruption, maybe you take a walk, or you learn a little bit, you wash again for hamotzi, and you complete the third meal. The challah from both Shabbos morning meals must be eaten by the time that you can no longer eat chametz. Then, And then you dispose of the chametz, you dispose of the challah afterwards, maybe flush it down, you put it in a bag and flush it down the toilet, whatever it is. Regarding egg matzah, we may recite hamotzi on egg matzah that is eaten in the context of a full Shabbos meal, like Rav Moshe Feinstein. Some poskim rule that maybe egg matzah must be eaten by the time the chametz is forbidden, while other poskim rule that egg matzah, like the Aruch HaShulchan, may be eaten until the whole day, until the beginning of the 10th hour. And there's grounds to rely on this latter opinion. Leftover for a piece of egg matzah, you can throw that in, directly in the garbage, because it's not chametz. The practice is not to eat egg matzah, but we don't treat it as chametz, like you have to destroy it. You can eat meat, fish, or fruit to fulfill the mitzvah of Shal Shudas. However, you should not eat a large meal that would diminish our appetite at the Seder. So these are the different options for Shal Shudas when Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos.